was one of the worst.
So you're trying to figure out how we have that that saying we have. One application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, if that's what you're here for, you made it. So it's me and Alan. I talk about Alan all the time, and he is my cohort. We worked together since 2008.
Yeah.
So we've been together a long time. So thanks for coming on, Alan. He's if you call in, most likely you're going to talk to Alan. He's kind of the brains behind the operations. I do all the marketing, help kind of structure the deals and stuff, but he's really the engine that keeps everything ticking. So what we want to talk about today is, folks, you can see mortgage rates are plummeting right now. Yes, it is a joke. You don't have to put any comments down there below. Mortgage rates are just stable. So we're trying to help people understand, okay, if you're at 7.5% and now you can get 6.3, but we know rates are going to come down, what do you do? What do you do? So that's what we're trying to talk about today. So Alan, we were talking right before this video. Alan has a client, and when I was going through the scenario with him today, I'm like, Alan, let's talk about people looking to refinance. Now we're going to go over your scenarios today and show you how we do the behind the scenes. But Alan, he had a client this morning. He's like, you know, here's what he got. He's at 7.25. And what was the story on that one? And it kind of plugs right into what we're trying to explain.
Yeah, he's at 7.25, good sized loan amount. And if he refinances now, he would probably save about a point in interest. But then he's on the fence of, well, what if we refinance, you know, what if I have to refinance again in the future? What's that going to do? Is the cost going to be, you know, prohibitive to make it not make sense? But, you know, he's saving like $300 a month now. And I think it does make sense now. And then, you know, look at what it will look like in the future, maybe if the rate falls another 0.5% or so. But I don't think it makes sense for him to keep on paying a point higher on a $500,000 loan balance. Because rates might come down in the future.
Yeah. So what we did is we compiled, because Alan said that, and then I'm like, well, I wonder what the top 10 questions are for homeowners that are hesitating to refinance. Now we're going to try to get through these, but as you guys are joining us today, if you guys could, we need participation, folks. That's why you're here. We're trying to explain to you guys how we do this behind the scenes. So if you can come up with some ideas, but here's what we're going to go over today. We're going to go through some of the objections people have, and we're actually going to show you behind the scenes, you know, how we do the rates. And then also we're going to answer a lot of these questions right through here, because let's go down through this real quick and answer a few of these questions until somebody posts something up here. But let me present these to you, Alan, and you tell me, you know, you answer one, I'll answer one, but these are probably dead on to the questions that we get. So let's get to the first one. So if you're a homeowner, this is probably one of your questions. Rates are coming down. I'll wait for a lower one. So what's your thoughts on that one?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of this situation that, the borrower that I was just mentioning, you know, no one really knows if rates are coming down. But if you can save $300-$400 a month right now, why wouldn't you do that? You know, especially when the closing costs are, you know, in most cases, not more than $3,000 or $4,000. It just comes down to the numbers. I mean, if I could save $400 or $500 a month, and then again, in the near future, save another $200 a month, I'm way ahead of the game. You know, that's kind of how I'm looking at it.
I mean, that's why we really want to start talking about what we're calling the two-step savings plan. So this is an analysis of a borrower, and we just want to go through. And the biggest thing why a lot of people don't refinance is, you know, rates are coming down. I don't want to pay those closing costs twice. You know, what if rates drop, you know, after I close? It's going to cost me too much. A lot of this is just, what if rates come down and what are those costs? So let's go over a few things. We want to look at also, let's say that rates are coming down. So maybe we look at a two-step approach. So like this example we put up here, just a quick example, 30-year term, $400,000 loan, 7.5%. That was prevalent half of this year, all of last year, and even the year before. So a lot of people are probably right in this situation. So your payments, principal and interest, don't include the taxes and insurance in there. You do want to, you know, estimate what that PMI piece would be. So if you're in an FHA loan where you have a conventional loan where you didn't put 20% down, that has to come into play with this. But what you really want to focus in on is what the principal and interest payment is and that PMI. Okay, not the taxes and insurance and all that stuff. That really gets messy. And then the new one, the new payment at 6.5% would be $2,228. So savings of $270. Here's the piece of the puzzle that a lot of people just don't. They're like, okay, I don't want to go through this again. I don't want to, again, where those common questions were, I don't want to go through these costs again. So, Alan, you're working with a borrower. We have a couple of sections of costs. Those are, you know, the origination fees and points and all that stuff, and then the other fees. What's a normal cost? I mean, would these be accurate, you would say, in regards to what the cost would be if somebody's looking to refinance?
Yeah, from everything that we're looking at, yeah, absolutely. You know, most of the time we do it where there's no lender fees. So most borrowers are just really paying the third party fees. And what we're starting to see a lot of is appraisal waivers. And that's saving people like $600 or $700 out of pocket right away. So, you know,
and that's not even on the list really. Well, it says lender and title fees, actual third party. So just so you guys know, we don't make any money on any of those fees, folks. So what are you going to have? So Alan, you just had, we were looking at earlier, 90% we call loan to value. It was somebody looking to refinance. They were at 90% of their home's value. They got a waiver. What a waiver is you don't need an appraisal. So like Alan said, that's going to save you $500-$600. And then we do have relationships with title companies. So if Alan, explain the title fees. When you bought a home, and hopefully we can go over this in a second. When you buy a home, your title fees and the third party fees, they're a lot. You know, I mean, they could be $10,000-$15,000. When you refinance, the biggest piece of that puzzle is going to be your title fees. And Alan's been working with title companies to offer your clients this. So if you can kind of break down what you're working on with our title company.
Yeah, you know, let's just use Illinois, for example. When you buy a home, your title fees are probably going to be right around $3,500, somewhere in there, maybe a little less, sometimes maybe a little more. But when you refinance, you can, the title fees are maybe $800 or $900. And then, you know, depending on where you're at, some states will allow like a reissue fee, which is going to reduce that cost even further. And basically that is just, you know, they're reissuing the title insurance they already gave to you on the last refinance. So, you know, the title cost for a refinance, I would think would be, you know, depending on the state, $1,000 to $500, somewhere in there. So a lot less than when you bought the home. Tremendous. And
if you're in some specific states that we lend in as well, we're in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico, folks. We do. Alan and I both have a federal license. So no, if you're watching us, we can help you out. And we have that slogan, one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. We'll get to that in a second. We need some questions for you guys. But let's go to the next piece of this, because the most daunting question people have, you can see it down through here, closing costs. How much is it going to cost me? I'm waiting on the Fed, playing long enough, staying long enough, refinance before. It was a hassle. So a lot of it just is, it seems like it's a pain in the ass and it's really expensive. So do you have a way? I know one of the systems we use, we use what's called a smarts fee system. And basically here's what it does. It'll kind of help us figure out what your fees are. So what Alan was going to do is show you an example of somebody in a state that's looking to buy. And then we're going to run the smarts fee calculation. And we'll show you that in a second. And then what it would look like if they're going to refinance. But before we get there, I just want to go over one other big piece of fees with you. This one gets really confusing, I guess. And Alan, you picked this up as soon as we created this punch list for everybody. The prepaids. What are prepaids, and why is it a part of my closing fee? Is it really a fee?
Technically, it's classified as a fee, but it's your money. And what I mean by that is it's money put into an escrow account or prepaid for homeowner's insurance that's used to pay for your taxes and your insurance when they come due. But it's really your money. They're your taxes. So, you know, it's in the escrow account. If you sell the home, you get that money back with an escrow refund. So it's your funds. And, you know, half the time that is half the cost, if not more than a refinance. When you do refinance, and we do have a lot of lenders that will allow you to waive escrows up to 95% loan to value. Most lenders will require 80% loan to value. But, you know, I talk to people all the time that they would love to waive escrows if they could pay their taxes on their own, because what we see a lot of time is the taxes are up. You know, your mortgage servicer has an escrow shortage, so it adds to your payment. It becomes a complete mess. We're seeing a lot of that, and a lot of people just say, "I'd rather just do this on my own," and we can set it up that way as well. So it does alleviate a lot of the cost and you know, stress if you consider that stress. So
yeah, the weirdest thing is it's considered a fee. Which is basically, here's what it is. We set up a savings account that each month we take a 12th out of a money out of your payment and put it into, say, your homeowner's insurance savings account and your real estate tax savings account. And every month we take, you know, a piece of that, put it in the account. And then when those payments come due, we have enough money to pay them. So until they're due, you're going to have a balance sitting there. So it's your money. So again, like Alan's saying, let's say you hit the lottery and you pay off the house the next day, you're going to get all that escrow money back. So it's not really a fee, but it's money needed at the time of the closing. That's the majority of the cost. Can you, Alan, could you pull up a RIVE and show how all this works? You got Loan Sifter up. There you go.
Here we go.
Here, I'm going to close.
Yeah. So
all yours.
All right. So let's just say this borrower, whose name is Johnny Test, is going to buy a home in Illinois for $335,000. Let's say he's putting down 5%. So what we can do is kind of go in and get an idea of what the estimated closing costs are going to be. So just let me, my computer's saving. I don't know why it's taking forever.
It is amazing though. I did run this on a previous video, and I did probably a normal valued home in Chicago, and the title fees were like $8,000. And then I ran the analysis for refinance, and I think it was like $923. And I was like, you got to be, we got to let people know this.
Yeah. So you're wanting to look at like a purchase, right, Dan?
Yeah. We're just the exact same loan, just say it's a purchase. And then let's say that person 6 months later, they refinanced. So I want to just show the dramatic difference in the closing costs, and most of it, like we were saying, 90% of it's going to be your title fees.
Yeah. All right. So this is categorized as a FHA loan. So there is the upfront MIP. So, you know, just keep that in mind. But when you look at the cost, you know, here it would be like the origination charges, the lender fees. And most times we're doing it with zero. Everything that would be charged is a third party, meaning, you know, different parties in the transaction that are going to get paid eventually. You know, appraisal fee, that would be here. That's usually going to be $595. Credit report fee, that's actually becoming quite an expensive cost, but on average, it's about $100. Flood cert fee, they always do a certification to see if your home is in a flood zone. And then a few other fee, registration fee, tax service fee. And then here's title fees. Let me make sure this is for a purchase though, because I think this was pulled in from a refinance. So here's this smart fees tab is basically built into our system where it pulls in average fees based on your loan amount and where you're buying. So it'll get pretty accurate, you know, title fees that you could be charged. So as it's pulling up here, yeah, look, $3,600 for a purchase.
That's actually really cheap. What state is that, in Illinois?
Yeah, Chicago.
No kidding.
But then you got county taxes. Look at this. So the buyer pays $2,562 and the seller pays $1,292. And you're going to have, you know, here's a prepaid. So, you know, what prepaid interest is, you know, that's really based on the day of the month you close. So if you close early in the month, you're going to have more days of interest. So that will really change this figure here. And in escrow, this one doesn't have anything in for escrow, but
so the title and the recording fees total how much in this one? And remember, folks, we're here to do that comparison thing. So we need to know what you want us to run for you. And here's the data that we need from you as you join us. So how much are the total title fees?
$1,482 plus $2,400. So what is that? About $3,800.
So if you took that exact one and change it to a refinance.
Yeah, let's see what that does.
And that would change a little bit if your loan value went up a little bit. So what were you at, 3,800? So let's just round it, 4,000 bucks. And I know I rounded it up 200 bucks, but it might not really matter.
Yeah, this one's giving me some problems here. I don't know why it just keeps on.
You just refresh the page.
Here we go. Oh, that's on the.
That's weird.
All right, here we go. All right, so now it's saving.
So we're $3,900, say $4,000-ish. And this is in Illinois. Illinois is pretty middle of the road when it comes to the fees in most states. Some states are a lot higher, some states are a lot less.
All right, so I can tell right away if you look over here.
We can't see it on this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, $1,128.
So $2,000 difference.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I mean, this is, that's even a low one. And we've seen ones come in even much, much, much higher. And then Alan was finding out today, if you're in specific states, and reach out to us for this, if you're in specific states, we can even get what's called a title transfer, which is awesome. Okay, let's get to some more of these questions and I'm going to start throwing out some ideas to you for the rate count or checking out where rates are. Let's go through some of these frequently asked questions, I guess I would say, that I'm getting on my end. So I'm going to throw some questions at you. What if rates drop after I close? Then what?
Well, we can definitely look at the numbers to see if refinancing in makes sense. I remember back in the day when, I think it was right, 2020 or so, right when all the rates went down really, really low. We had people that were refinancing two times a year all the time. Yep. If the numbers make sense, it makes sense to refinance. It really does. You know, and there's a lot of talk on the on news about ARMs. So we haven't really seen the ARM pricing make sense. But if that comes into play, maybe.
Well, right. Can we run one?
Yeah.
Let's just, and here's, folks, what you have to understand is when this comes up, we work with over 30 different lenders throughout the country. These are large companies. They're banks, credit unions, lenders. And what we're seeing is, you know, 10% of clients and or more are going over, and you see in Yahoo Finance and stuff like that, these risky loans. I want to talk to you about the risky loans, but also scratch my head when I see some of these rates. I'm like, I don't see rates like this. And again, folks, we work with a lot of lenders right now. We are a bank. But we can use programs, rates, things like that from over 30 other lenders. And that's what we do. So here's where rates are. So let's, if you can give us, what was the criteria on this one?
This one is a rate and term refinance. Home's worth 650, 20% equity, 780 credit score. So, you know,
perfect.
Prime borrower.
Yeah.
It came back at like 675.
Just if you scroll down just so they can see, it's what you have to also, when you're seeing on there, you're going to see every one of these lenders says wholesale. These are companies you can't get access to, or you might be able to get access to some of them, but you can't get these rates. These rates, you have to either be a bank or a large broker to deal with these companies, because a lot of them that you can't go to directly. And you can see there's over 30 of them on here. The best rate is 675. So flip that. What would be just a fixed rate?
Yeah, let's take a look. I would think quite a bit lower.
Yeah,
6375. Yeah.
So who in their right mind would take a higher rate ARM? And then I do want to explain something to you guys on ARM, how ARM rates work. Just so, I'm not saying they're bad loans. I'm just saying how they work. So let me, I'm going to bring up my screen for a second so I can just show you today's rates. And I'll explain this to everybody how kind of this works. Every day I come out there and I show you where rate interest rates are. And I use Mortgage News Daily. That's probably the most widely used website there is. And here's the numbers that they have. So we go through here and you can see the 30-year fixed rate that Alan pulled up, pretty much dead on to where this was. That ARM rate, you had to add a 6 at the end of that. So we have no idea. I watch this every day, and I'm like, if I could get that, I'd take it. If I could take, here's what I want to explain to you. How are these risky loans? Well, for the bank, no. And here's what I'll explain to you. The adjustable rates in the past that basically crashed the market, they were just shitty loans. We called them, the acronym or whatever that word is you use for things, is we called it a NINA. No income, no assets. And I think, Alan, I know this isn't right, but was the credit scores like 640? Like 640 and above, you were like
620.
You were just, yeah.
With no money down. 620
now is the minimum score to get a conventional loan. So, okay, in the past, 620 credit score, you can get what's called a NINA, and you can get 100% financing on your house. You can do a first mortgage at 80% of the house's value, and then you can do a second mortgage at 20% of the house's value. But here's the bad thing on all this is that primary loan you got was on that subprime thing. It was on an interest rate that was below where market rates were to get everybody to qualify. And then it was good for like a year or two. It wasn't good for 5, 7, 10 years. It was good for maybe a year or two or three at the most. And then what would happen is your payment would change to what they call the principal and interest. Okay. So now you had to pay interest and principal on the loan because the former one was a teaser rate on interest only. So now you get the full rate and you have to pay interest and principal. A lot of people's payments doubled. And that's what happened. So now you can't get those loans. They do not exist. But I want to explain to you how people are saying these are risky loans. So on the lender side, they got rid of the risky borrowers. So now let's look at it on our point of view. I'm looking at this and I'm saying, okay, 7-6 SOFR. What the hell is that? Well, the first piece of this, this first number here, the seven, that's how long this rate is fixed for. It'd be fixed for 7 years. So it's not changing every other day on you. This is good for 7 years. Okay, then from there, it starts changing every 6 months based on a what they call the SOFR. It's an index that you can, it's widely monitored. They used to use the prime, but now they use SOFR. It's a little more stable. And that's what it is. So the first number in the front gives you how many years you're locked in. And then after that, it tells you how many years or months it changed, your rate would change. So this, you'd have the rate for 7 years. Then every 6 months after 7 years, your rate would change every 6 months based on the new SOFR rate plus the other things. So they're not as risky. You know, there's some of these that are 5 year. There's some that are a 10-6. So it's locked for 10 years. That's an eternity when it comes to real estate. So just want to clarify that for you guys. So when you start hearing all this and seeing all the stuff about risky loans, they're not risky. They used to be, I would say they were riskier on the banks than the borrowers. Here's what I mean by that. The borrowers, they lost their home. Okay. But they got into a house that they shouldn't have bought probably in the first place. So lenders got clobbered. And that's why you saw the collapse in financials and the housing market. It just wasn't the housing market that crashed. If you had in money invested at that time, you lost 50% of your money in investments. So we're just trying to help educate you guys out there to say, okay, if you have a mortgage at this, when does it make sense to refinance and should I refinance? So let's get to my punch list. So Alan, I'm going to ask you, is there any other scenarios you want to run down through? And folks, if you're out there, and I don't know if we got any scenarios, let's see if we got some scenarios out here. We have, what do we got here? Caden, what do we got for you? Can I take my 2-1 buy down and refinance for a 30-year fix? The rate is currently at 4.99 and closed June of 2025. I want to buy down the rate below 4.99 fixed using the extra money. That's a fantastic idea. Alan, Caden, if you want, well, we can do one of two things. If you want to give us a little more of your criteria, we can do that on here. I don't know why you got other people aren't putting up, at least even if you're a realtor, a loan officer out there, plug in a scenario you want us to run, or plug in a scenario here. I'll give you an idea. You're a broker out there, or you're a realtor. Plug in your borrower's information and then find out what rate and fees they're paying. Let us run this and your exact scenario right now. But Alan, what would you say in this case? I'm saying the guy's dead on. That's exactly. I don't know if you can buy it all the way down to 4.99, but you're actually on the right tune, and I actually have a video, a YouTube video. Just go to my YouTube channel and just look at lender credits or builder credits, and it'll tell you exactly how to use them, and that's kind of our strategy. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. He has some excess funds in that escrow account that was used for the 2-1 buy down that, you know, if he refinances now, most of that money is going to be there that he could use to buy down a permanent 30-year rate. Getting under 5, probably not realistic, but I wanted to pull up and I did get an idea just on, you know, if it's a 20% down, cream of the crop type borrower, you probably would be around mid-5s, I would think, you know.
Okay, so let's look at this. So his rate, Caden, and you can validate this if you would. So anybody watching, let's let them understand this. So his current rate right now is 4.99 and he got a 2-1 buy down. That means his true rate is 6.99. So it's 4.99 plus the 2. Okay. So next year he'll be at 5.99. So what you might want to think of, and then the following year he's at 6.99 going forward. So you might want to say, okay, 5.99 might be my trigger point. So how much is it going to cost me to get to 5.99? Because you have a very short window of that 4.99. You're going to have another short window of that 5.99, and your eternity is going to be 6.99. So if we can lock in at 5.99, use all the excess money to get you down to that, you're in a peachy spot. That's what I would do.
I would agree. Absolutely.
So So he can validate that 6.99. So that's how the math works on a lot of these things. So if you're out there and you have you went through the builder's preferred lender and you got a bunch of credits, don't wait till the end of that to say, well, you know, I had those low rates for years. I took advantage of it. Now what do I do? Take advantage of it now and use their money they gave you to get that long-term rate that really makes sense. So it's things like that that we can help you with. Here, I got something to announce today for you guys, though. We do have, we've created some calculators, okay, the financial health dashboard. And this one's going to be, let me go through this with you real quick. We want to start sharing some of these things with you, but we have an announcement to make. We're actually creating a couple memberships on our YouTube channel for those out there. So if you're a home buyer or owner, we're going to have some tools like this for you. If you're a realtor out there, we'd love to partner with you guys, put you on our preferred partner list. You can have access to, we're going to have Discord events for our home buyers and owners. You can join us there to maybe pick up some things there. We're also going to have things for loan officers. Yes, we're not in competition with you. I want to make sure you have all the tools you need to help the borrowers. We can't help everybody. And so we're going to kind of show you guys behind the scenes on a lot of things and help you organize, help. I can help you, you know, talk to you guys about how I do my YouTubes and how we bring in clients. We'll have Discord classes for that as well and everything. But here's some calculators that we're going to do. Is there, all those calculators out there pretty much suck. So we decided, you know, I really want to know, if I got bills, does it make sense to me for me to refinance, you know, pay this off and include that and not this? This is the calculator for you. So this will be the debt consolidation calculator. And then for those loan officers out there, realtors, even consumers, what loan program do I fit into? We don't have NINAs, but we have bank statement loans. We do have stated income loans, but you need, most cases, 20% down. We have all kind of programs. How many? They're all down through here. So these are the programs. If you're a loan officer, you're a realtor, you're a consumer, these are all the programs we have access to. You probably didn't know half of these. If you're a loan officer, probably didn't know half these either. So it'll give you a tools that you can plug in your information, even realtors and consumers, and plug in this information. It's going to tell you exactly, okay, those are the programs I qualify for. Now I know kind of what realm I'm in to do all these things. So we will be launching those throughout the next few months. You will see it on YouTube. Don't subscribe yet, because I got to link everything together. So I'll probably pull it down here shortly. We're going to make it real affordable for everybody to go out there and maybe, you know, because these systems, even I use, some of them are $100-$200 a month. That's where I get the data to provide you guys each day. So we got that, some cool things happening there. But let's get back to the rates and where in the heck rates are going. So let's get to the next question that we might have. Outstanding mortgage is $534,000 on a property worth $669,000. I have excellent credit. Will my rate get an ARM? And what will be the closing cost? What rate will I get for the ARM? Let's see what rate we can get you for either or. Kind of take it from there. So thank you so much for your question.
Let's get all right. So here's a 30-year fixed, which probably would be, what's going on here?
Oops.
All right.
You got to do it again. You got logged out.
69.
With all this AI, can't we even get a system that doesn't glitch? You know?
Yeah, I know. It'd be nice. I haven't found it yet. All right. 30-year fixed. 6375, costing you $1,195 in lender fees, plus whatever the third-party fees are.
No, oh, he's getting a credit back there, though, 330. So it's only going to be about $800. See? Yep. So $800 plus title, things like, what state is he in? He didn't tell us if he's in Illinois or not. If you want to tell us what state, we can kind of maybe give you an idea where those closing costs would be. With you. Yeah. So,
then here's the ARM. It's higher.
Civic Amar?
I don't know.
Yeah, no.
I'm not seeing ARMs at a lower price than a 30-year fixed.
Civic Amar, if you could, what is your zip code? Just so we can kind of give you an idea, on what your fees might be. And we can kind of do that behind Oklahoma. The scenes.
I don't know what zip code Oklahoma,
you got that one? Oklahoma.
7-4.
Doesn't the winds come sweeping down the plains?
The rate's going to be the same, but I don't know what the closing cost will be for Oklahoma. We can definitely give him a
gotcha.
You know, a breakdown.
Sure.
All I really, really need is a mortgage statement. I can give you everything that you want to know.
Yep. So if you want, if you don't mind, just emailing us at dan@theRateUpdate.com. It's even on our website. You can go to the website and at the top right that says Ask Dan. You can get me either which way. Pretty simple. Just send us your mortgage statement if you want, or just shoot me a question. Shoot me that question. Give us the same information. Just tell me who you were, and I'll remember your name after the fact. So if you can email us your information, love to do an analysis, and Alan will actually send you a personalized video right back, you know, breaking down those costs for you. So thanks for joining us today. Greatly appreciate it. Let's see our next question. I was on a 2-1 buy down. We didn't do this. Oh, another one. There is a lot of people on the 2-1 buy down. Hold on, Alan. I got to pull up my 2-1 buy down calculator because I want to go over this with people that don't have a clue what the hell we're talking about. So let's go over to that. But in the meantime, we can get to the question. I'm going to bring this up on my screen and I'll pull it up here in a minute. All right. So what do we got here? You want to take this one?
Yeah, I was on a 2-1 buy down that ended June of 26 to go to 7.37. I locked in at 6.124 right before the Fed cut closed. Ooh. Refi on my. So they just closed. I just used the bank buy down and put it to the principal. Great job.
Perfect.
I would advise you to do the same thing.
Please tell me you watched my video to help you through that. Give me a thumbs up if you did. Give me a thumbs up even if you didn't. So let's see what else we got here. Thank you so much. Please send me that email. We will get right back to you. I promise that. Let me get over to this 2-1 calculator. So here's how the 2-1 calculator works. So if you have one, you probably went through a builder or they're in their preferred lender. So here's how it works. I'll try to put this down below in a in our description if I can figure out a way how to attach this to our YouTubes. But here's basically how the 2-1 buy down would work. If you're buying a house and you'll plug in your loan amount. So let's say our loan amount is $330,000 and I closed a year ago at 7.5. Okay. So what happens is you need to use the builder's money for this because it doesn't make any sense if you use your own money. So what happens is you're going to get a builder credit. Let's say in this case, it's $10,000. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to use all as much money as we can to pay all the third party fees that are out there. Okay. That's number one. Next thing is we're going to use all the excess money. We're not going to do a permanent buy down. We're going to do a temporary buy down. What the last few people have put on here. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take that money and let's say it's $5,000. So we're going to go through this calculator, and almost every lender offers this. It's a 1 buy down, a 1-1 buy down, a 2-1 buy down, and a 3-2-1 buy down. So make sense? What's all these numbers really mean? Well, the first number at the front of this right through here, the 3-2-1, that's the longest duration program there is. It means it's for 3 years. That's the three numbers. And the first number to the left, that's how many, that's how much your interest rate payment's going to be calculated for the first year. So here, let me make it make sense. You're at 7.5. So for the first year, you take -3, so you'd be at 4.5. Okay, that's the number right through there. Here, let me pull this up. All right. So here's how it works. For the first year, so they're going to say, okay, it's going to take 3 years. You're going to do that 3-2-1 buy down. Well, let's say in this case we were getting $20,000 extra, just to make it simple. Here's the money. So it's going to cost you $15,000 to do this. Well, here's how it works. We're going to take $20,000, we're going to allocate it to this. So the first year, there's going to be all this money is going to be in here. So the first year, what happens is your real payments truly based on that 7.5 rate or the or whatever the rate was up here, the 7.5 rate. Okay. And that payment would have been $2,307 right through here. But it's only because if it was recasted at a 4.5% rate, so you're only going to really pay $1,672. The difference each month is $635. Well, this money has to come from somewhere. Well, it comes out of all that money here. So we're going to subsidize these payments each month with the money that we had in here. So if you sit in here for 3 years, you're going to deplete it all. But like we were talking to that gentleman previously, let's say he just started. He might have that much money in there. And he's right along this first time period. So it might behoove him to use all this money now to buy down the rate as far as you can at this point, or maybe do another temporary buy down with some of this excess funds. So that's how it works. If you got a 2-1 buy down, it's basically the same thing. 2% lower the first year, 1% lower the second year, and then 1-1 and so forth. So that's basically how that works. So a lot of people, I figured out how to use these credits for people building. Just be careful that your builders aren't, some of the builders are catching on to this and now saying that they won't allow you to do, you know, do something with those or something like that. So I'm not sure how it works, but if you're building the house, make sure you work with your preferred lender to get that temporary buy down as much money into that account as you can, and then refinance as quick as you can to get that, to use that money to buy down rates. And it'll make sense over the term. That's why you got a lot of people explaining today how it's doing it. So is there any more people out here with scenarios? I don't see anything. Alan, let me run a scenario past you. I got today so far like 2 or 3 VA questions. And it was kind of in regards to where rates are going, should they refinance. One gentleman was disabled, and then I had a young lady who's not disabled. Can you run – let's see where their rates are would be, if you don't mind, because it was very similar situations. And but I would want you to, if you could, address for veterans, how much, if you're a disabled veteran, or if you guys know a disabled veteran out there, you know, God bless you. We want to thank them. There's a lot of perks to their VA benefits. And a lot of veterans just don't know it, don't use it. And I don't know why. Only 12% of veterans use their VA benefits. This is a fantastic program. So if you can go over what a VA loan looks like, but there's also times where you don't want to take a VA loan. Like if you've refinanced multiple times and you're not going to 100% loan to value, you might not want to look at a VA loan. But let's look at one that it's a person that has a disability, so they're exempt from their fees. And each one of them had like a, it was like a $400,000 or $500,000 loan that was like 6.5% rate. And I'm like, man, you should do something. So yeah. If you can just run those scenarios, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, so this is one that's an IRL. So that's the streamlined version of the VA refinance. Yeah, those rates are fantastic. You're in the mid-5s.
What's the IRL mean?
It's an interest rate reduction loan. Basically, it's just if you're currently in a VA loan and you want to refinance to the low rates, it's the streamlined version. So we don't need an appraisal, no income. No assets. It's a true version of paperwork.
So just redoing my paperwork in essence.
Yeah.
Now FHA has a program very similar to that, but I want to go down the path of veterans. If you're a veteran and you've refinanced multiple times, it can get expensive. What's the highest fee for VA multi-use? Like 3.3%?
3.35, I think.
Here's what it means. They charge you 3.3% or 3.35% of the loan amount just to insure your loan. Okay, so if it's a $300,000 loan, that's $10,000. You probably don't want to go down that path. So these are the things will help you navigate through this entire process. Let's see if we got any other questions out there. Here we got one. $692,000 loan. Oh, you can see what he's got there.
910,692 condo, I think. Yeah.
This is where we last, I think, if you can give me a thumbs up, Dorit, were you on here last week or the week before? Because we missed the condo. And I was, we didn't ask the question. My apologies. And I think if you emailed me, I think it was you that emailed me, maybe it would be directly. So I apologize that. That's why a lot of the questions when we ask you, when we're going through the consultations and things like that, it's needed because, you know, there's a lot of things we don't know about you and we need to know because we can get you into maybe better programs with this. And that's another idea I have, Alan, here in a second.
Yeah, see, he would lower his rate by a whole point.
Maybe even better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this right here is, you know, if that home's appraising for more, to get under 75 would probably, get him down even lower.
Just run it for kicks if you don't mind.
Yeah, let's say it's worth.
I'm just changing it.
Yeah. Let's see what that does.
It was 6.3, I think it was. This in the fives, that's going to be crazy. I think he missed it prior to the Fed meeting.
Well, look at that. It's a big dunk. It's a half a point reduction just based on a loan to value. So that's a big, big hit.
Cool. So, Dorit, if you want, I think, yeah, you did email me. So if you want, yeah, I probably sent you my application link or whatever. If not, re-email me. If you want me to, we can do a fully in-depth breakdown for you and go over the fees and go, here's what we do. I'm trying to rebrand our channel. It's called The Rate Update. If you think about that, it's true, TRU. And Alan was like the other day, he's like, that's pretty smart. And I'm like, I don't know, I just thought of it. We want to give you the truth. And that's why I'm trying to incorporate that in here. I'm not trying to hide anything. That's why we show you behind the scenes. So we want to give you the truth. We don't want to, you know, string you along. So what we offer you is when you reach out, we want to answer every question we know you or what you should be asking basically what you should be, what I would be asking if I'm looking for a mortgage. What's my cost? What's my fees? What's this? What's that? I want to know every piece of the detail. And that's what we do. We have nothing to hide. We actually do a video. Alan does a video for every one of our borrowers breaking down every line. What other lenders do that? We don't want you to have any confusion. We don't want to, you know, any clouds there. We want to be able to walk you through the whole process. So let's get to one more question. If we can look at VA Earl, currently outstanding $504,000. Hamza? If you could, what was the rate on the, we just ran one.
Yeah.
What was the rate on that VA?
5.625.
So if we can help you out here's what I suggest you guys do. If you want to, you can email me. Okay. Or another thing, just go to the rate update. You can go to the rateupdate.com. Ask me a question. There's a phone number on there, 800 number that goes directly to Alan. If he doesn't pick up, it goes to me, or shoot us an email. And we'd love to help you out during this thing. The next one last question I got for you. Now let's do this. Yeah, we answered probably most of the questions about people not wanting to refinance. I'm going to go one last question that was on our list is I refinanced before. It was a hassle. Well, what would your response be to that? Be nice.
You know, a lot of times, most of the whole process of the refinance is done electronically, where you can upload your documents to our portal securely, upload your bank statements if needed. The refinance process has really gotten streamlined. And, you know, but everybody has a unique situation that might cause the need for additional information. So everyone's different, but most of the time that we're seeing, you know, it's a pretty streamlined process. Like I said earlier, there's a lot of waivers that are being issued, so we don't need an appraisal. If you're making your payments on time and you're a wage earner, you know, there's not self-employed income, if you don't have a lot of properties, those loans are flying through the system with very little information that's needed. And we do a pretty good job up front of, you know, giving you an idea of exactly what's going to be needed. So our approvals come back pretty clean where there's not much needed. Obviously there's different situations that cause additional information needed, but for the most part, most refinances are pretty streamlined.
Yeah. Now, it's, you probably, you know, many times they went through the refinance. Most people went through a purchase, and purchases, they can be a pain in the ass because every piece of information, every dollar that you're using in the transaction for your down payment and things like that have to be documented. And a lot of people just don't like that. Or, you know, if we ask for a bank statement, in most cases, it's like, here's my bank statement, but you didn't realize page 4 that was blank of one, you know, page 1 of 4, you didn't send in page 4 because it's blank. Well, that held up your loan process because we need every page. It's little things like that can really make things, really frustrating, I guess, is frustrating is is not a bad idea. Let's get to we do have more questions out there, so let's see what we got. I got Jonathan. Let's see what Jonathan has to say. Did we have Jonathan earlier?
I don't know.
I don't remember seeing you, Jonathan. My apologies. No, I don't remember seeing
you. The rates aren't different from zip code to zip code.
Let's see if we got another question out here. I don't know if that's the same. For example, okay, so we got, who is this? Hamzal. Let me go up to the top. And my rate, Hamzal.
This person was asking about the VA Earl.
Why does the loan amount go up when you get a new loan estimate?
Most of the time that you're going to roll in your closing cost, that would be probably the main reason. And a lot of people don't realize when you do refinance, your payoff is going to be always higher than what your current balance is. Because for a mortgage, your interest is paid in arrears, meaning it's always 1 month behind. So when you go to pay that loan off, they're going to add 1 month's worth of interest to your balance. So right away, your balance will be higher when you refinance.
Yep. Great questions, folks. I do want to go through one last thing. Here's what I want to do. I just want to recap this real quick because I did this through AI. And I just wanted to, because our thing is, Alan and I talk about this every day. We're like, and we talked about this in 2020, 2021. You have people at 5% interest rates. They're, you're offering them 2.5% and they're like, I want lower. And I made that slogan. Well, I didn't make it. Pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. Remember, we had cases of t-shirts we would send people up for that thing. So let's go through here real quick so that we can hopefully answer or re-answer some of the questions that people had. We're going to do this real fast, and then we've been on here quite a bit. If you got any other questions after that, we'll be happy to answer those and just move on. I want to just put a check mark next to all these. Rates are coming down. I'll wait for lower ones. Well, think of the two-step approach we're thinking, folks. Refinance, if you're a point lower than where you are now, you're saving a couple $100, your break-even point's under a year, do it. If rates continue to come down and get even a half a percent or full percent lower than where they are today, do it again. Maybe then at that point, start shortening your term, because if you refinance the first time, save $200-$300. You refinance the second time to save $200-$300. Think about it. That's $400-$600 savings down the road. Shorten your term. Just an idea. Why I don't want to pay closing costs twice. Well, you paid closing costs already. So just do them again. And again, we kind of debunked all the cost involved in these. I'll refinance now and rates drop afterwards. Hopefully we explain that. Refinance costs too much. Some states it's expensive. Some states it's really cheap. And again, Alan has a connection with our title company. Several of the states we have title transfers, which would put title fees at $400-$500 versus thousands. Let's just fly through here. I'm waiting for the Federal Fed to cut rates first. They did, and rates went up. Last year, they did. This year, rates went up. So don't wait for the Fed. I don't plan on staying on the home long enough. You never know. But if you don't think it makes sense, don't do it. My credit isn't great right now. Well, check it out. We got tools for you to do that. We can even do that on your behalf to a soft pull or whatever to guide you down there. You don't need an 800 credit score to get that best loan out there. I refinanced before. It was a hassle. And I just don't understand the math behind it. And that's the number one thing that we want to help educate you guys. So that is it for us today. Hopefully when you joined us for how do we do that 30 compare thing. But hopefully you learned a lot more today. And hopefully you learned a lot more every day by watching our channel. And also, we have those memberships coming up. If you're a loan officer, if you're a realtor, you're a homeowner or home buyer, loved for you to subscribe to some of our channels and get those tools that we offer you. Realtors, we can get you on our preferred lender or a preferred realtor list, and loan officers. And I haven't forgot about you guys as well. I'd love to become a trainer at some point. So I'm going to start offering my services to show you guys what we do behind the scenes and how we create these things to draw in a funnel and campaigns to draw in people that are looking to buy and refinance. So that's it for today. Alan, thanks as usual for joining me. And we will see you next time at how do we do that? One application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan over 30 different lenders. hopefully you learned a little bit more of that.